Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to try to finish Simon Shin Ayin Beis. We are up to Shin Ayin Beis, If Yud Zayin. This is page 484, or page Resh Mem Beis Amud Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Zayin. We were talking about two chatzeros that neighbor each other, and there is a charetz, there's a gap between the two chatzeros, a hole in the ground. So Nasan Alav Neser Kamin Gesher Misvasa Charetz El Svaso. If you put a plank that makes like a little bridge from one to the other, Murachav Arba, and it's four tefachim wide, chashuv kepesach. That's like having a pesach in a mechitza. Uma arvin echad v'matzum arvin shayim. And therefore, they can make a single eruv between the two chatzeros or separate eruvin. Says Ramav, u'adin emelo u'brochav arba b'davar mevatel sham. You could also fill in the hole in the ground up to four tefachim of width, and just whatever you fill, as long as whatever you fill it in with, you're going to leave there, and that also makes a pesach. V'im nasna neser lorech acharitz b'meshach arba afilu ein bo ele kolshu chashuv kepesach sham. If the gap between the two chatzeros is four tefachim, and you just add a four tefach long plank on one side to narrow that gap, so now it's a 3.5 tefach gap along those four tefachim of width, that's also a pesach. That also allows for passage from one side to the other, and will therefore allow you to make a joint eruv between the two chatzeros. This is where pictures are very helpful. But sivkat and kuv chavav, the Mishabur writes, and urachav arbaav and upachos. If it's less than four tefachim wide, then it's not a pesach. Just like a conventional pesach that's less than four tefachim wide is not a pesach. Chashiv kepesach daf shacharitz arich harbe maod. Even though this charitz runs the whole length of the space between the two courtyards, mikol makom harei yachal aver derech also ha neser mechatzir lechaver kavod derech pesach v'mechaber nachal kashir tu. It's no different than a wall that separates two courtyards. It has one door that you're able to go through. As long as you have that access point, that's considered a door, and therefore you're allowed to make one big eruv. But vim ratzu marvin shnayim, you're also allowed to make two eruvin. Vida d'lochash v'noso kapesach al me'arba tefachim rochav ades ramos. It's only called a pesach if it's somewhere between four tefachim and 10 amos wide. Aval biyoser mizeh chashuv kepirtza. If it's more than 10 amos wide of the of a bridge that you make, then it's a pirtza. Valkelim sasma charetz bin sar mad yoser me'asra amos ba'arko oshenas nesra echal da'orcha charetz bi yoser me'asra amos miyat shama charetz me'rochav arba tefachim. If you do any of the tikkunim that we suggested along an area that's more than 10 amos, chashuv kapirtza bi yoser me'asra amos mar v'nechav v'loshnayim, then it's going to be like a pirtza in a wall that's more than 10 amos, where we just say, okay, so now it's one chatzer, and you're only allowed to make one eruv. You're not allowed to make two separate eruvin. So only if there's a pesach between two chatzer, you have the option of one eruv or two eruvin. But if there's a pirtza, you don't have the option. You can only make one big eruv. B'meshach arba'a, ratzlom arafilu in a neser machzik la'orko, rak arba'a tvachim dai. Debi al mashir pesach, hu barba'a tvachim yamiden. Al gabi yisedos, that if you have this plank that's on one side of this charetz, that's just minimizing the width of the charetz to less than four tvachim, and this plank is only four tvachim in total length, that's good enough to generate a pesach. Kol shu. If it was a very narrow plank, and once you have a pesach, you can make one big eruv between the two chatzeros. Let's say for the two neighboring chatzeros, for one of them it's 10 tefachim deep. For the second one, it's not 10 tefachim deep. Or it's 10 tefachim deep for both sides. Dino kikosel. Then it has a din of a kosel. It has the same dinim that we discussed about walls on uneven chatzeros. So if you look in Kuflam and Beis, dino kikosel, hamavur called pratav b'sivav, that we explained way back in Sivav, shemarvin shayim vein marvin echad, where you have to make two separate eruvin. V'chein le'inin amayim munach peros b'charitz, shu amok asar v'rachav arba atfachim, shein yuchal lehotzi misham lebayis v'lo mibayis letocho. And also this relates to if you have peros in this crevice in the ground, in this hole in the ground, which is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, where you're not allowed to take from there to the house, nor from the house to there. Achim le'echad amakasar l'sheni eino amakasar kigon shakarko shalechad ayinamach mechavero nosan l'zeh l'shtamish bo shalo nicha tashmish tibiyoser v'akol k'nizkar le'elayin sham. Let's say you have two neighboring courtyards, but they're uneven ground. So one of them is elevated slightly above the other one. So from the perspective of the guy in the lower chatzer, the charetz between them is only 9 tefachim deep. From the perspective of the the guy in the upper chutz, or the charetz between them, is more than 10 tefachim deep. So 10 tefachim or more. So the guy that, from whose perspective it's only 9 tefachim deep, is allowed to utilize that charetz because it's nicha tashmishte, since it's only 9 tefachim deep. Just like we said by a wall, that if there's a wall that from one side is only 9 tefachim high and from the other side is 10 tefachim high, the guy for who it's 9 tefachim high is allowed to use the area on top of that wall. So it all follows those same dinim that we had for mechitzos. And finally, sif yud tes. Let's say you have a pile of straw or hay in between two chatzeros. So that's a wall, and therefore each chatzer makes their own eruv. Let's say on a weekday you took some off the top of the pile, and now it's less than 10 tefachim. Then shrichem la'ariv yachad. Now it's one big chatzer, and you have to make one eruv together. As long as it's still 10 tefachim high, you're not allowed to take things off of that pile of straw and feed it to your animals. Not only that, you're not even allowed to bring your animal there to eat from it. But you're allowed to stand in front of the animal so that the animal will have nowhere to go but to go there, and then the animal might end up eating from it. But according to the Rush, even on a weekday, you're not allowed to take straw from that big pile, or to lead your animal there directly. That's if this pile is in between two chatzeros. But if it's between two houses, then you could directly feed your animal from it. So what's all this about? So says the Mishnah Berurah, shebein shtei chatzeros, so you have two neighboring chatzeros. There was a huge pirtza between the chatzeros that should have made them considered one big chatzer, but now this teven is filling in that gap. So kol echad, this was going, the Shulchan Aruch had said that kol echad makes their own eruv. The gamza nechshav l'mechitza, because it's a mechitza. Afshelo kivin ba'anochasa l'shem mechitza. You didn't call up a fence company to put it up. You know, that wasn't the initial kavana. It was just sort of dumped there. But physically, it's a mechitza. So it's a mechitza. Nismait b'chol. So if it becomes less than 10 tefachim high during the week, so then we said you no longer have a mechitza. Avon nismait b'shabbos. But if something happens to it on Shabbos where it gets to lower than 10 tefachim, kivin shel hutra b'tchilas knisas haShabbos hutra. Once it became, once the chatzeros became mutter independently when Shabbos started, they remain mutter. Me'asara haynu migova asara b'meshach yosu me'asara amos al pachs me'asara imratzu ma'ar vin shnayim. That's if it got to less than 10 tefachim high and along the length of 10 amos. But if it's less than that, then and if you want, you could be ma'ariv, you can make two separate eruvin. L'toch kupaso b'shabbos, and we said that you're not allowed to put put it into your own boxes on Shabbos, to take the from that teven and just put it in the boxes that you want to use to feed your animal. You're not allowed to take teven off of that pile on Shabbos. Why? What's the problem? We're afraid you might take so much of it off that you're not going to have a 10 tefach high barrier anymore. The Afkav de B'Shabbazu Mutter Medina, and even though the halacha is that if the mechitza comes down on Shabbos, it's mutter anyway, because it all goes by Ben Hashmashos, the whole of the Hutra Hutra, Chayshin Hashem Yovel Tatal Gam Shabbos Haba. We're afraid that next Shabbos you're going to continue to rely on this wall that came down this Shabbos. And others say, no, it's not about next Shabbos, it's about mukta, that since you had designated this as the wall to separate these two chatzeros, and on that basis, you made two separate eruvin, so you clearly made a muktzah for this Shabbos. You're not even allowed to be mamid your behemah there, because you might come to take tevin off of there. Elo l'sham, but you're allowed to block it, the animal, where it has no choice but to go there. And we're not so worried that the behemah is going to lower it on its own from ten tefachim. Afilu b'chol aser. So we said that the rush holds that even on a weekday, you're not allowed to fill up your own baskets with it. Shema yivchas me'asar b'erev Shabbos samuch lebein hashmashos, because we're afraid that you're gonna keep on taking from it up until Shabbos, and on erev Shabbos late in the afternoon is when it's gonna dip below the 10 tefach mark. V'lo yargish b'dover, and you're not gonna realize it. V'yataltel b'Shabbos be'isra, and then you'll continue to carry on Shabbos be'isra, not realizing you didn't have a mechitza there anymore. V'dafka b'notel ma'an mar chayshin l'zeh, but this whole problem is only if you take a little bit at a time, because then you won't realize. But if you want to just remove the whole pile, so you're allowed to knock down a fence. So that's knocking down a fence. That's mutter. But the ikur is like the first day, which holds down on a weekday. You can do whatever you want. But we said that if the gadish is between two houses, then for sure you're allowed to be machil biadayim to your animals. The two houses have a pierce of more than 10 amos that connect them to each other, and this gadish is closing off that pirtza. Each of these houses belong to a different chatzar, because they each open up into a different chatzar, and the two chatzars didn't join together in a single eruv. And that's why this pile is so critical. When this pile gets to lower than 10 tefachim, you're not going to be allowed to carry in either of these houses, because it's nifritz l'makom ha'asrla. Kivin shlo irva ha'chatzir is yachad, vein putzin zel ezeh b'yosem me'asr amos. They didn't make a joint eruv, and they're parrots by more than 10 amos. V'ua din b'bayis echel gadol sh'nechel k'lashayim al dey mechitzis ha'tevin sh'be'emtza. And the same would be if you had one large house that's split down the middle with a mechitza made out of tevin, v'yesh l'kol echad pesach l'chatzar acheres, and each side has a pesach to a different chatzar, v'lo ervu chatzar is yachal, and the chatzaros did not make a joint eruv, t'kshin stalik ha-tevin osrin zel zeh, when the tevin is gone, they're going to ask for each other. But we said, in that case, it's mutu l'hachli, you're allowed to feed your animal from it. T'mayri k'shiyish tikra la'gadish, because we're talking about that there's a roof over this gadish, t'azeh nachl shemi yismayit me'asar v'lo yargish. I mean, what was the whole concern? You're going to start feeding your animal, and it's going to dip below 10 tefachim, you won't even realize. When it's open to the clear blue sky, so it's hard to tell the difference between when it's this high or that high. But when you see the difference between the ceiling and the top of the pile, you'll notice when the pile is getting lower. Once there's a ceiling, when it dips below 10 tefachim, you'll notice that. But if it gets to within 3 tefachim of the tikra, that's enough to be to say loved by the tikra. So to review what we learned tonight in Sif Yud Zayin, we said that if you make a bridge over the charetz that's 4 tefachim wide, that is considered a Pesach. Then in Sif Yud Ches, we said that if it's two uneven chatzeros, and for one of them the charetz is 10 tefachim deep, for the other one it's less, so it has the same dinim of a mechitza that is uneven. And then in Sif Yud Tes, we spoke about a pile of hay that is between two chatzeros. So on Shabbos, you're very limited in what you're allowed to do with that pile of hay, but we paskin like the opinion that during the week you could do whatever you want with that pile of hay, and if it's in between two batim, even though those batim belong to different chatzeros, you're even allowed to be machil your behema on Shabbos from that pile of hay. So from tomorrow we will learn Simen Shin Ayin Gimel in its entirety. It's only one sif. Okay, so that's from tomorrow.